FindSelf.com.
I am the last. I am the most powerful weapon of destruction in the two universes.
At least you won't have to eat it much longer, tragic love of mine.
What are you talking about?
I was just contemplating a coincidence related to the unspeakable tragedy approaching us.
What tragedy?
I can't. It's too horrible to talk about.
Talk.
Please don't make me.
Oh, spit it out, Metal Mind.
I refuse to answer him.
Well, then answer me.
My name is 790, and...
And? Go on.
And you have 79 hours left!
79 hours left? What are you talking about?
The 79 hours until your expiry date!
My what?
What are you talking about?
Your shutdown time.
I don't understand.
You are a love slave. I, 790, the robot who loves you, turned you into a love slave. And like all love slaves, I gave you an expiry date, and yours is 79 hours from now.
Meaning what?
Meaning your life will expire in 79 hours.
And just why didn't you say anything until now?
I thought you knew. All love slaves have expiration dates. It was just something too painful to talk about. I thought you knew! I have failed my beloved!
790. If you were the one who made Zev into a love slave, then surely you can alter her expiry date.
I could! If I had a Lusticon, it would be easy.
But what's a Lusticon?
The love slave transformation machine that I operated. The machine that transformed 1,000 unimportant fat balls into 1,000 irrelevant beauty queens. The machine that transformed my beloved. The machine that was lost for all time when we destroyed the cluster.
But was that the only one?
Criminal justice on the 20,000 planets was centralized on the cluster. No others were needed.
Could we build a new one?
There was a prototype. A primitive prototype constructed before my time. It was sent to a remote planet called Waz. They were having difficulty keeping clerics there, so the prototype Lusticon was sent to Waz to provide them with love slaves.
Waz was a distant outpost of the League of 20,000 Planets. It was a supply depot. The Divine Order run by clerics.
Can we make it there in 79 hours?
Yes.
Well, let's go.
I hope it still exists.
that?
We've landed, I think.
A little closer.
Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my.
She appears to be dead.
Welcome, brightness seekers.
Please come in, and welcome to our home. Sisters, we have visitors. This is Zev. She's a love slave. Excuse me for one moment.
Yeah. What?
The wizard will be with you.
The what?
The wizard.
Why did you crush our beloved sister with your bug?
Huh?
It was unintentional.
Yeah, we didn't see it. We couldn't see anything.
I believe. You will forgive me for thinking that it was intentional. The Dark Lady has been trying to extinguish our brightness. It is fortunate we found you before she did. The Dark Lady is pure evil. She destroys women.
Look, I'm a love slave, and I'm reaching my expiry time. I need your help.
Can you help her?
Of course I can help her.
What? I don't like
this. This is not a true lusticle. But guided by the brightness, we have learned how the evil machine works. Using this fabrication of mine, I can adjust your expiration date.
What is the purpose of this machine?
It serves the special needs of love slaves. Love slaves like Zeb.
She's running out of time. Hurry!
I'm sorry to have to make this demand, but I've been touched by the brightness.
What demand?
Will you be our beloved brothers?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
In exchange for the loss of our beloved sister Dodo, you two will become our beloved brothers. And you, our beloved sister.
What is a beloved brother?
A beloved brother is one who would complete the mission our beloved sister was carrying out.
Just what was this mission?
It was our dream to stop the suffering of her sisters. She was going to find a way through the perimeter, destroy the Dark Lady's Lusticon machine, and end her life. But that dream was crushed.
Well, look, that was an accident. I'm sorry, but like I told you, that was just an accident.
But Dodo's death need not have been in vain, sisters. Her death has brought us a new hope. Please, will you complete our mission?
So, you want us to kill the Dark Lady?
It is an unpleasant request, I know.
Unpleasant?
But you may be our only opportunity to rid the universe of the Dark Lady's evil.
790, can you operate this machine?
It is a very unfamiliar variation of the Lusticon.
I thought these machines were your specialty.
It seems to be missing the Maugre unit, which I require in order to operate it.
How long before Zev expires?
3 hours and 6 minutes. You'll have to rely on that blowhard.
Wizard, help Zev now. I must insist.
You can kill me if you must. My life is not important. Deliver me to the brightness. I want to assure all of you, I would not do this if there were any other way. It is a mission that would suit you, Kai.
How do you know his name?
I once studied to be a cleric in the Divine Order, where Kai was a dark legend. But then I was touched by the brightness. Since that time, I have fought the Divine Order and its evil residue.
Well, so have we.
Now what is he up to?
With the collapse, the Lusticon fell into the hands of the Dark Lady. She used it to transform the beautiful natural bodies of women into cliched male-driven images of desirability.
How terrible.
These girls, they think it's going to be wonderful, that they're going to have the pretty, perfect little life. But the Dark Lady does not tell them that what she really does is transform their bodies into these ridiculous aberrations so that she can sell them into the sex slave market. She does not tell these pitiful girls that she gives them expiry dates for just 7 days later, so that her market of incomplete male monsters are always hungry for more.
How do you know she only gives them 7 days?
My name is Neela. I went to the Dark Lady because I wanted to be beautiful. People always told me I was ugly. I just want people to like me. I'm sorry. I don't want to die. Please, somebody help me. Please.
We found her before I had built the machine. She died less than an hour later. The Dark Lady is a truly evil woman. Zev's life in exchange for the Dark Lady's.
If Zev and Stan request that I complete that bargain, I will.
Well, what she does, she sounds like, I mean, she really is, pretty bad, pretty evil person. And maybe even does deserve to die.
If there were an evil tree, she would be the roots.
Kai, just kill her without delay. My beloved's time is ebbing away.
I don't know if I can ask you to kill someone, Kai. It doesn't feel right.
Yes, it does. Tweedle, you human skid mark, tell Kai to do it at once.
I don't see it. We really got much of a choice. Do you?
I sense that you are beginning to be touched by the brightness, my brothers.
Wait. Look, doesn't killing somebody bother you?
No.
Not even a little?
To be bothered, I would have to be alive.
Well, all I gotta say, she may be evil and everything, but I don't know if I could be the one to actually kill her.
If you like, I will provide you an opportunity to find out.
No, that's all right. I mean, you're the one with the experience, right?
Soon, you won't have to worry about being a love slave. You will be able to put the sick male need for penetration behind you.
Actually, it hasn't been that bad. Being a love slave for me.
I'm sorry.
Well, I wasn't exactly happy with the way I looked before.
Real beauty does not lie on the surface, Zev. It rests within you.
Put me down, you irritating, self-righteous, manipulative, pseudo-religious charlatan! And Zev?
Yes?
You're my number one. Are you in touch with your true nature?
I think so.
Good.
Go this way.
Why not?
Oh. Oh, boy.
The perimeter has been breached. The perimeter has been breached. The perimeter has been breached.
I have a surprise for you.
Hmm?
I have unlocked your inner beauty. Say...
Why have you done this to me?
I have a small confession to make. I cannot readjust your clock. My machine doesn't have the right parts, and I don't care much about that anyway. It's too late. But I have done something much, much better for you.
No, you haven't.
People have filled your head with the silly idea that the true purpose of your body was to serve as a beacon of attraction for the human male.
I like human males.
You are free now, Zeb. Free from the tyranny of your own sexual oppression. Free from that man-made plastic shell.
I want to be the way I was.
That's not you talking, Zeb. It's conditioning. You're saying what they want you to think. Let it go, Zeb. Let it go. You have less than 2 hours left. I can't change that. But at least you now can spend them being the person who you really are.
Please let me go. I want to be with my friends.
They're not your real friends. They don't have the brightness we do. If I release you, you would just try to fight your inner self. Use what little time you have left concentrating on the person inside you. It will be better. I know that.
Let me go.
And Zev?
Yes.
You could say thank you.
Thank you?
You're welcome. You can go out in darkness or in brightness. And now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to see the Dark Lady.
What if I don't want to go out at all?
Tonight, we become agents of light. We become beacons of truth. We will make the ultimate sacrifice and illuminate the darkness forever and all time. This is it.
This is it, brother.
The wicked bitch is dead.
Yes.
We have come for the Dark Lady.
What do you want with her?
We are coming on behalf of the Wuzzard.
Oh, you didn't have to say that.
What for?
To kill her.
The Dark Lady is gone. Now you should leave too. Goodbye.
They will not let us in.
Well, that's a big surprise.
Girls, they're in the building. Find and capture them now. This is a bad business to be in.
In the beginning, there was the brightness. And out of the brightness came the stars, the planets, and all the life on them. Then came the hand of man, the destroyer of planets, the taker of life. This nut accurately represents the brain of man, and these fruits, his body. And this is how the man-body brain sees the human female. But that is a man-body lie. This is the woman-body truth. You are a life giver. You must destroy the destroyer. You must seek the brightness.
Seek the brightness, sisters. Send the men away. Seek the brightness, sisters. Love will come to stay. Seek the brightness, sisters. Send the men away.
I have come for the Dark Lady.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've come for the Dark Lady.
Girls, I want him stopped. I keep asking, but no one's doing anything.
Find the light inside yourself, sister. Revel in who you are and not in who you are not. Strive for the brightness, for the light of the life-giver is truth. Know the beauty of the flower and the desperation of the seed. Be at peace with your maker, whatever you conceive her to be.
Seek the brightness, sisters. Send the men away. Seek the brightness, sisters.
Look, I think it's only fair to warn you that I'm an assassin. I've killed a lot of people. Well, good. Glad to see you girls are finally getting some sense.
And though men may lead you into darkness, know that you can always find true brightness inside the sacred vessel of your woman body truth.
Sisters,
this is the glowing time, sisters. We must eliminate everyone.
May we see each other again in a brighter future.
May the brightness reach you too. Thank you. Thank you for everything.
The fire, girls!
Oh! I think I'm starting to faint!
I wouldn't do that, sister.
You're no numbered, honey.
Put down your weapons.
Tell me why.
You tell me why you want to die for the Dark Lady.
She only gave you 7 days left to live.
She set your time expiry clocks to 7 days. Don't you understand? You're just cliched, man-driven images of desirability. You're just fodder for these incomplete man-monsters.
Yeah, well, I've been here a month. 3 months.
2.5. See what happens, Sky? The sick male need for penetration turns your brain to mush.
Well, girls, there's a...
Shut up! I said don't move!
You cannot deny the light.
It's the glowing time. May we meet again in a brighter future.
Okay.
Is my shuttle ready? Can you hear me? Is the shuttle ready? Is my shuttle ready? Oh, no. No.
This is the Lusticon, and you are the Dark Lady.
Who are you?
I am Kai. I have come to kill you. Before I kill you, would you remove your covering? I prefer to face my victims openly.
Oh, I think I'll do us both a favor and politely decline. I'd really rather not die seeing your face twisted with revulsion at my appearance. Believe me, I'm a monster to behold.
May I ask why you did not use the Lusticon yourself?
Oh, I did?
many times. But it can do nothing for my deformity. Ironic, yes, that I, who've never known anything but physical repulsion, should know more than anyone the power of physical attraction. I cannot make myself beautiful. But is it so wrong for me to try to give the gift of beauty to others?
No.
Then why do you want to kill me?
I do not want to kill you. I have agreed to kill you. I will regret your death.
Regret my death? I regret my life, and yet I still don't want to die. Kai, do you not have any feelings?
No, I do not.
Please, Kai, I beg you. Do not kill me. I am a good person.
I have killed many good people.
Then get on with it, Kai. She is anything but a good person. You may be dead, but you still behave like a man with a head full of romantic notions. But that's okay. I only needed you to breach the perimeter fence. I'll take over from here.
Where's Zev?
Happy. Don't bother. I know I'm dead. And so are you. These are isotopic devices. I made them. And they're plenty powerful enough to end all of this. And already said. So what do you think?
Why do you hate me so?
They emit pure light. We are all going to die very brilliantly. But I don't hate you. I love you. I just hate what you do.
I know your type. You only love yourself. You hate everyone else.
You are so wrong.
I know what love is, because I've never had it.
I will not kill you now.
Oh, that makes me feel much better.
But I do not think that I can stop him. You do not seem to be as the wizard described you.
She is pure evil, Kai. Concentrated, hateful evil.
Take a look in the mirror.
Do I exploit the biological weaknesses of young women? Twist the hearts with the cruel scalpel of male-driven fantasies?
These girls come to me. I give them beauty, self-esteem.
And a 7-day expiry date.
What are you talking about?
Don't try to hide it. You sell their bodies into the sex slave market. That's the sort of thing that would come out of your twisted mind, witch monster.
Go ahead. Call me a monster. It's what I am. It's what everyone has called me all my life. I know that I am hated by stupid people like you. But on the inside, I am no monster. On the inside, I am clean. On the inside, I am beautiful. You are the monster inside.
Lies! I know what you've done. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've felt it with my own heart.
What are you saying?
You took the love of my life! She was beautiful on the inside. Then one day, this poor fragile flower came to you, and you destroyed her. I never saw her again.
So she became beautiful and dumped you. Yes, left you alone. I understand.
She already was beautiful.
So now you prey on the psyches of insecure women to take your revenge on me.
I love you, Zev.
Sisters,
on
the shores beside the bay.
Do you love me?
Send them in away. Sing the
brightest
sisters, love will come to stay.
Oh, universe of cruelty.
for the sisters. Breathe out for the brothers. Breathe in for the sisters. Breathe out for the brothers. Breathe in for the sisters. Breathe out for the brothers.
You are a deeply, deeply stupid man.
Oh. Oh, my.
What happened?
The wizard's bright idea.
Pleasure that I give you the full 79 years.
Thanks, Guy. Thanks.
Hmm? No. That's it. Okay. So you think there's a chance any of the love slaves down there might have survived? So, do you feel any different?
You know what, 790?
What is it, my resilient peach of happiness?
There's no place like home.
Myself.com.